Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi ho!
I got nothing. That was great. That was so unexpected.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, dude.
Our guest today is, I don't know if she's high or a hoe, but she's a comedian from Houston, Texas, who now resides in Los Angeles, and her name is Jenny Johnson.
Nice.
Have you met her before?
I don't think so. Deb O'Keefe is a big friend of hers, and she's mentioned her before.
Oh, okay.
I know of her.
She's been live tweeting movies a lot lately, so that caught my attention. Because she's going back and doing movies that she's either never seen or saw when she was much younger, and then just reacting to them as an adult now. So it's interesting. It's Thursday, May 11th, 2023, as we record this. Listen to it whenever you want. Anything else to add, Doug, before we get started?
No, let's dive in.
Let's go to work. Hello, there Jenny Johnson.
That's it. That's me.
How
Hello,
are
Douglas.
You?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. You're here with me, Doug Benson, and my co-host, Doug Millard.
Hello.
He claims the two of you haven't met.
How dare he?
That's
not true. I don't think we have. I don't believe. Have we? I don't think we have.
Oh, okay. I don't think so. Texas All right. is pretty big.
Yeah, there's a lot of Texas. And Jenny, you're out of Houston. And Doug, he's out of Austin.
I did live in Austin for 5 years.
Five?
Yeah, it was right after I graduated from college. So it would have been 2000 to 2005.
Oh, there you go.
Were you there, Doug?
Oh, I was there for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked at Fox 7.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
The good old years when you could go to a hole in the wall and you could smoke indoors and buy dollar beers.
You hit your children. It was great. It was a good time.
Wait, are you talking about the 50s now?
Remember that era? I spent a lot of time. There was like a Monday night at this place literally called the Hole in the Wall. That's like well known.
Oh, I know
here.
Exactly where that is.
Yeah, and every Monday night they had like real cheap drink, like, you know, $2 wells, dollar beers, but you could smoke indoors still. And I would always be sick like for 3 days after, it felt like, from all the smoke. It was terrible. But still fun? I don't know.
It was good times.
Yeah.
Well, I told Doug all about your and the listeners about your live tweeting exploits with the watching movies and tweeting during them at Jenny Johnson HI5. Is that it?
Johnson High Five. Yep,
high five. And so you've been, did I get the premise right that you've been live tweeting movies that either you've never seen or ones that you saw when you were young and figure, you know, watching them again, you'd have kind of a new perspective.
Yeah, that's that's exactly right. I just started, you know, kind of doing it out of boredom, and they're really like, I hadn't seen a lot of movies, and it's not, and I love every time I go to watch something and I say I've never seen it, everyone's like, were you in a cult? Were you Mormon? Like, how have you never seen this movie? But I'm like, I just didn't care about watching movies growing up. And we were like the family, the last family to get a VCR, you know, like we didn't have HBO or anything. So like, I watched a lot of TV shows, but I just, and then by the time we had a VCR or whatever, like I didn't care to go back and watch some old movie. And then there was just certain movies I just didn't give a shit about. Like, all the, you know, teen angst movies, you know, your 16 Candles and Pretty in Pink, like that just didn't appeal to me. Like, I wanted to watch Airplane or Spaceballs. Like, those were the only movies I gave a shit about. So I just thought, you know, it'll be funny to go back and, you know, like watch them now. And the fact that they're movies that everyone has seen. So when I go through and live tweet them, I don't know what's happening in the movie. Like, I genuinely like going into it completely blind. And I have to, more times than I care to mention, say no spoilers, because people don't seem to understand what that means.
Yeah, I see when you do it, I still see, even after you say no spoilers a lot, there's still people that just do not understand what constitutes a spoiler.
Right.
Especially when you're in the progress, you know, you're in the movie, you're watching it, you know, it's like sitting, you know, like some of the comments people leave is like, if you're sitting next to someone who's just telling you about stuff right before it happens. Yeah. And it's got to be frustrating.
Yeah. And you have taken up for me several times, because I forgot what movie it was, but somebody just like goes, you'll never hear this song the same again. And I was like, dude, that's a spoiler. That means when that song comes on, I'm expecting something wild to happen, because you just told me that. And then I think you came in and you were like, that's what a spoiler is, dude. <Stop talking here." laughs> Or people, like, if I let people like vote on what movie I'm going to watch, I'll make a poll and I'll just, you know, put four different movies. And it, without fail, people just immediately start like typing quotes from a movie, and I'm like, I just put four movies that I've never seen. I don't know what movie you're talking about. You're quoting something I've never seen before. Like that. And they're like, oh yeah, and then they'll just write something. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't know what movie that's from. I don't know who says it. That's, again, spoiler.
Yeah, and you don't need to know it. You don't need to, like, when you do hear it in the movie, you don't need to be taken out of it by going, oh, that's what that person was talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, although that is a fun thing about watching classic movies, or even Shakespeare for that matter, how often you go, oh, that's where that came from. You know, yeah. Just expressions that people use all the time.
Yeah. I said one that was, I think, my favorite thing that ever happened, and this wasn't anybody spoiling it. It was just, I had never seen Alien, like the original, or any of them for that matter. And so when I watch it, and there's the whole scene where that, you know, thing comes out of the guy's stomach, you know, he like freaks out and whatever that creature is that shoots out of that guy's belly.
Yeah.
My first reaction was, I thought that was from Spaceballs. I didn't know that was actually from another movie. So all these years, I've seen Spaceballs a million times, and I was like, when that guy goes, oh no, not again, I just thought, oh, this happens to this guy all the time. I didn't know that guy was in the movie. Like, oh, that's where, okay, that makes sense.
You're like, when's he gonna sing?
Yeah. What's it going to sing and dance?
Why is it singing Hello My Honey, Hello My Darling? Like that.
Yeah, I can't get over like how the people still think Scream movies are scary when there's like five scary movies of the guy walking around, running around in the same costume, you know, falling all over himself and stuff. Right. You know, it's kind of ruined it for me. So that's similarly, I could see where that scene in Alien is like one of the most jarring, scary scenes of all time, But if you've seen Spaceballs first, right. You really are just sort of, it's sort of like, they just sort of held your hand and made it cute and silly before you had to see the more gruesome version.
Right. I'm looking, honestly, I was looking at the date that it came out and when Spaceballs came out. I'm like, who stole this from who? You know, like, okay, never mind. Mel Brooks did not create this scene.
No, he didn't make up. They made up very little for Spaceballs. It's all, every single word they say and set they walk around on is a direct parody of something.
The Star Wars movies and all that.
Yeah, it's mostly Star Wars. I sort of tap when I saw it the first time when Spaceballs came out, I was already. You know, probably too much of a Star Wars fan. So when they turned Yoda into yogurt, when they changed Yoda to yogurt, I was just like, okay.
Yeah, if you're a diehard Star Wars fan, then that's offensive. Like, hey, this is a real.
Because it's not a joke that's like, oh, I'm a Star Wars fan too. It's Mel Brooks saying, I don't know what the fuck this is about. I'm calling him yogurt. You know, like I'm just going to call him the next silly word I can think of that sounds, you know, like how there's like Pizza the Hut and stuff like that in there.
My whole childhood, how many times I've seen Spaceballs, every time that Pizza the Hut comes on, I'm like so grossed out. Every time. Why is he sweating? Cheese and pepperoni. I was always so grossed out by Pizza the Hut.
Like, yeah, he's grosser nasty. Than Jabba the Hut, which is like not easy to pull off.
Yeah.
Okay, Jenny. So, what was the last? You live tweet these movies like practically every day, right?
I do. Yeah, I try to. And
so, do you do one today?
I haven't done one today. I might do after this. I have to check the poll to see who's winning, but I think it was either Back to School or Throw Mama from the Train.
What? I voted for Back to School.
I think that was the one that was in the lead.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your take on Back to School because it's I think it's a comedy that holds up, but you just never know these days, you know?
Yeah.
I
was going to say that's actually another thing that people will say to me is that something like, I don't know, like, maybe I just don't have the confidence that other people, but, like, just this random person that follows me will go, it doesn't hold up. That movie's all right, but really, none of these movies are up to snuff. And I'm like, well, I don't know you, random follower. What confidence you must have to just tell me that something's not going to be good enough. I might love it. You don't know. Like, give me a chance to watch it first.
Yeah, and just really, it's that's my whole approach these days is go ahead and love it all you want, you know. yeah, because some people just like saw something at a certain age, and so they're just gonna embrace it wholeheartedly for their entire life,
right?
Or I guess some people can go back and find something and still love it, but it just feels like. By today's standards, the pace of most movies, as soon as you go back 5, 10, 15 years, it's you start to notice it, you know, like things do move quicker these days.
Well, yeah. I would say that in the 80s movies that I've been watching, the difference is now movies are so much longer.
And yeah,
the runtime on all the 80s movies is like a nice 90 minutes or maybe an hour. It's like under 90 minutes, and it doesn't take them very long to get to the point of something.
Well, it's funny too. It's funny how those like 90 minute comedies will still have just as much plot as these 2 hour ones we're getting today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they cut to the chase quicker in the 80s movies. They're like, okay.
Yeah, they'll kind of like introduce every character in the whole movie in the first like minute and a half in a way that's so convenient and weird. But
yeah,
it gets you a lot more bang for the buck in a weird way once you get past that.
Yeah, I just, you know, movies now, it's just everybody's, everybody doesn't want to, you know, any filmmaker that's worthwhile doesn't want to make like a formulaic cookie cutter movie, but every movie studio insists on them. So like, it's a real, so when you get these independent movies, sometimes the length and just how strange the plot is, how it doesn't follow the normal three act structure. Like a lot of that stuff is just, you know, it's in response to, not wanting to be like everybody else, but it creates these weird, like horror movies and comedies. They're coming out now two and a half, 3 hours long. Neither one of those genres needs to be more than 90 minutes ever.
No. Because then it just becomes repetitive, or they just like, will just be some scene and somebody just walking in the rain for, you know, a solid 3 minutes. And you're like, that didn't need to be that long. Just let the person, well, like everything feels so drug out. Like it just,
yeah,
feels...
you can't be scared for that long and you can't laugh for that long. They're both like emotions that need to, you know, happen in a quicker time frame. But, you know, at least with cable TV and streaming and stuff, now that things are getting longer, you can also, you can decide how many breaks and intermissions you're going to take, you know?
Yeah.
Do you, Jenny, when you throw a movie on, do you, the idea is that I always just read your tweets, and because I've always seen the movie you're talking about. So I just read right. The tweets and sort of in my head just go, okay, yeah, those are in the order that they happened mm-hmm. in that movie. But like, do a lot of people, you think, just straight up throw the movie on themselves and follow along that way?
No, I don't think anyone does, because I've had people ask why I don't, you know, like record myself, you know, like put it on YouTube or something, but it's because I have to pause to tweet something, you know, I don't want to miss the next thing.
So
I you know, I start from, you know, beginning to end and everything. And so people can just go back and follow the thread, and you can, if you've seen the movie before, you'll know exactly where I'm at. You know, I make sure that whatever I see that's funny, or that, you know, is, if there's some twist or whatever, I just go through the whole movie, but I do have to pause at times. And sometimes, sometimes I have to pause to get on a Zoom or something like that and have to come back to it. But
yeah, you got other things to do. So yeah, that's good that you're not promising a live experience then, and just more or less just giving people, because also they could also just watch the movie and kind of scroll through your comments, and you know, might spoil it for them.
Yeah,
and
but also like, yeah, I'll always, like, once I'm done, I'll just kind of like retweet my whole thread, and I'll have, you know, a lot of people, you know, the next morning or something will go through and read the whole thread. You know, they like, I think people just like, you know, kind of following along, watching someone basically experience a movie for the first time that they, you know, saw 30 years ago or something.
So what was so the last movie that you tweeted would have been yesterday?
Yeah.
What was that?
Johnny Dangerously.
Okay. Now see, that's one, if I was going to be an annoying reply guy and get in your face, I'd be like, I never understood the appeal of that one. Lots of people love it.
Yeah. There was people voted for me, you know, like everyone, that was something that, cause I let people, like, I always ask, you know, hey, tell me, you know, movies I should watch, and some I've already seen, you know, but
yeah,
there's a lot, and I've been making a list of all the movies, so I have this whole list, and when people throw an idea, you know, so I just kind of will pick four random ones, put a poll up, and then let people, you know, people vote on which one, you know, and everyone was amped about Johnny Dangerously. I thought it was like, I mean, you know, I'm looking at, I think it came out in like 82, right?
Yeah,
I think that was, so I'm like, okay, in 82, I could see where that, you know, like Airplane had come out. There's already been these like Blazing Saddle, like slapstick, you know, comedies. Mm-hmm. I could see, like, but I didn't think that it was like, oh my God, that was the greatest movie. You know?
Yeah.
I like that the mother in it was my favorite.
It's just got that, like, it's trying real hard to be like an Airplane or a Mel Brooks movie, but it's not, the gags don't land as well.
Yeah.
And they have a couple of like recurring things that, like, doesn't Joe Piscopo have to say this, a similar thing every time you see him?
Yeah,
he's got some catchphrase.
Yeah, it's always like, my dad did this to me once, or my mom did this to me once.
Yeah, it's always something happened once, like once, implying that you then turned around and murdered that person so they could never do it again.
Oh, and by the way, like right when I started watching it, some random follower goes, I've seen Johnny Dangerously once.
What?
And I'm like, but of course, I haven't pushed play yet. I'm like, cool, all right. Because does that mean you hated it? You only watched it once?
I don't think that's a compliment to say that a movie that's 30 years old saying you've only seen it once.
Right. But then when I finish it, I'm like, oh, I look at how the person wrote it. I've only seen Johnny Dangerously ... once. I'm like, you're doing the thing. Okay.
Yeah, he watched it the one time and then he murdered it.
Yeah.
So out of all the experiences you've had with these movies that you're revisiting or seeing for the first time, do you have one that happened recently that just really was a delightful surprise and now a favorite movie of yours?
Well, there's a few of them. I will say that, like, I never watched Arnold Schwarzenegger movies because I just, you know.
Why?
I didn't get, you know, I'm like, fucking Predator, Terminator. Like, I don't know. Like, none of it seemed. I love those movies now. Like, I was
probably
the first one to tell you, yes. I was so entertained by all the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Yeah, he's my new favorite actor now. I had no idea. I was wrong. I loved all the Arnold movies. I think one of, of all the different, like, experiences watching things, I watched all the John Wick movies.
Yeah.
Like over a weekend, and that was really funny. And then first off, it wasn't funny. I was like, fuck all of you for telling me to watch that. No one told me a dog died at the beginning of it. And I was like, y'all could have given me a heads up. That wasn't cool. I wasn't prepared for a dog dying at the beginning of it. But then that was a fun experience. One of my favorite ones also was I watched back to back. On a Saturday, I watched Avengers Infinity War and then Endgame.
Oh my God.
All in one day. I was an emotional wreck, y'all. Like, Infinity War ended. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it next. I need to go take a walk. I need to get some air. What the fuck just happened? Why? They wiped everyone off the. Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm feeling a lot of my feelings. Let me go get some air. I'll come back and watch Endgame now. But of course, that fully took me an entire Saturday because talk about long movies.
A lot of movies.
That was really fun.
That's a lot. And
I also enjoyed From Dusk Till Dawn because no one spoiled that for me, that it turned into a vampire movie halfway through it.
Yeah. No, that movie was even fun at the time when it came out because, you know, it was implications that there was some sort of, you know, that there was a monster kind of aspect to it. But it's still.
I did not pick up on that. I did not see that coming. I was like,
yeah.
I mean, my first thing was when you see Selma Hayek doing her snake dance. I was like, what is that song? That song is badass. I'm about to look that up when I'm done. I really like that song. And then, you know, her foot somehow finds its way into Quentin Tarantino's mouth. Shocking. Which that made me laugh, you know. The movie he wrote.
Yeah.
It cast himself as the part of.
Yeah,
cast himself as a very creepy, like straight up, like rapist murderer. Like possibly the creepiest character in all of Quentin Tarantino's movies. You can believe that.
God.
His character truly, I was like, wow. You wrote this, right? I mean, I know that it was not something he directed, but
it was like
Robert Rodriguez.
Rodriguez directed it, but it was like, you know, it was like Clooney and him were like of Mice and Men, but instead of, you know, instead of special in that way, special in a criminally violent way.
Yeah, like really. he didn't squeeze animals too hard. It was more.
Yeah, but George always had to be like, "Hey, man, stop Yeah. Stop doing this stuff to people.
Yeah. I just walked out of this hotel room, this motel room for 2 seconds. I come back and you're telling me that she just happened to
She's dead in the bed. Yeah, it's really that's also part of what's so upsetting about that movie is how it does start off like as a real creepy bad guy movie, and then you know next thing you know you're kind of rooting him on to fight these vampires. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but don't worry, it's a Harvey Weinstein produced movie. I'm sure everything was okay. It was probably just fine. No. Harvey was like, I like this Tarantino character. This is great.
I don't think I've seen that since it came out. Do I remember a dick gun? That's like the only thing popping out. Was there like a gun that's like shaped like a dick and balls or something?
I don't think so.
I feel like I would have remembered that.
Yeah, I think you would have. I think I would have. But, you know, seems like something that could be in a movie like that. So it probably wasn't from one of your dreams, Doug. You probably really
that recurring dick and balls gun dream that everyone has. Yeah.
But to go back to John Wick for a second, now that you've seen all four of them, though, I know that
I haven't seen the fourth one yet. The most recent. All right, I've just seen the first three.
My statement will stand. This will remain the same. Now that you've seen three of them, the thing that delights me about those movies is that all of his actions are motivated by that dog being killed in the first movie.
Yeah,
like everything that happens for movie after like, movie is because of that inciting incident that happens immediately in the first movie.
Yeah, that's why. So the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, I don't know. I'm sure you know people know the whole death toll because I know that there's people who have counted how many people. Yeah, that's something like. But I'm like, makes sense. Should have been twice as many. I watched them kill that fucking. good. Kill more people.
Yeah, John Wick needs to kill anybody that even think about killing a dog.
Yeah.
I like when he gets the second dog and doesn't give it a name.
Yeah, because it's why get too attached.
Yeah.
So, Jenny, Doug, the other Doug has a movie that, he thinks you should. I don't even have to have this discussion with him first. He thinks you should see it if you haven't watched it yet. Have you visited the shrine of Patrick Swayze and Roadhouse?
Oh, yes. I live tweeted that one. I want to say maybe January or February. And wow, I didn't like, I'm like, what? Okay, first off, you know, I'm like, well, I don't get the appeal that he's a famous bouncer, like that everyone knows.
Right out of the gate.
Like he's actually Patrick Swayze or something. Like they're making it like, whoa, is that Dalton? Whoa. Like how, there's no internet. How the hell do all these people know who Dalton is when he walks in? It just gets a cup of coffee. That's a famous
custodian?
Yeah.
He's just legendary for being out there ripping throats out of dudes that don't adhere to the 2-drink minimum.
The throat rip out thing was he's like, God, you know, Lord, give me the strength to not keep ripping throats out, because you know, just like every time he gets in a fight, that's, you know, that's his go-to move. And but hands down, without a doubt, in that movie, the funniest line was, I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
Yeah.
Why was that the hard, tough thing to say in the middle of a fight?
It brings the house down every time because it's so insane. It's funny and weird and just, why would he say that?
Like, who wrote the movie that was like, boom, I've got it?
Oh, my favorite line. I do a bit about it, but My favorite line is like 10 minutes in, a woman walks up to the bar and orders a vodka rocks. And then a guy walks up to her and says, "Hey there, vodka rocks. How's about you and me get nipple to nipple?" Like, yes. What the fuck?
No, Doug, I actually, when I was live tweeting it, I had to pause it, rewind it. I recorded it off the TV and I posted that in my live stream because I'm like, who, but let's get nipple to nipple.
Oh, it's so good. What the hell?
Like, I can only imagine, like, if I was somewhere and a guy said that to me, I was like, maybe we should. I don't know. I've never heard that before. Like,
yeah, the guy had a real, like, he obviously was way out of that ladies' league. So he just had a real, you know, let's just go for it and see what happens. Like, probably would have been just as sexually excited if she slapped him across the face. That would have been a win as well, you know.
I mean, whatever the asshole, the bad guy's name is, he had his whole entourage of them, you know, guys who, you know, beat everyone up for him. But one guy, there was just a scene where somebody just rolls up driving Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. That'll happen.
And it's not really addressed. It's just like, oh, yeah, here comes, you know, Bubba. And he's. Just randomly riding around town in a monster truck, and no one's like, "Holy shit! Can I sit in it?" Like, that's awesome.
He needs like a stepladder to get down to the ground.
he just pulls
and
up.
Like nobody's like, it. "Hey, that's weird that it takes so much effort to get out of your car."
Yeah, and this is just your car. Like, is it diesel or what do you put in at the, you know, filling station? I have so many questions that you just, where do you go for parts and shit? Like,
there's a lovemaking scene too, where like they do it up against a very brick, like a brick wall, like a very rocky.
Yeah. It's like
giant
rough.
Rocks. Are, yeah. Yeah. In Kelly Lynch's back. And like, I don't know how they even filmed that. It looked terrible, didn't it? And they're, you know, so sensual in the moment. And it's like, there's no way this would be pleasurable at all. It's terrible. Yeah.
And they absolutely are. They totally are nipple to nipple in that scene, too.
They did. They full went nips to nips. You can see it. But that was also like a weird, it was, I don't know. I feel like 80s, like the sex scenes are always so funny. That one was just the things that like they're, face to face, you know, he's got her against the wall, but then they have to do some weird, like, they're like smelling each other. Like, it was so weird. Like, what are y'all doing here?
She's in, like, Kelly Lynch is in, you know, two of the greatest mockable movies of all time. Because in addition to Roadhouse, she's also one of the, you know, love interests in Cocktail.
Oh, right.
I've got to watch that one.
Ooh, it's a treat. It's real weird.
It's so weird. There's a scene, I want to spoil this so you'll have a laugh when it happens, Jenny. There's a scene where they're on a yacht and Kelly Lynch's character comes down a ladder into the frame. So it's basically, and she's wearing like a bathing suit that's pulled way up her butt. So like, just this butt lowers into frame, you know, next to Tom Cruise's face. And it's so ridiculous and so unnecessary.
But Cocktail's, you know, one of those movies, I think I've seen just like pieces of it. I don't know that I've ever, just beginning to end, I should definitely live tweet that one.
It's just, it's phenomenal. It's very much like Roadhouse, where at each moment you're like, why did this person say that? Why would they act this way? Why is this happening? What? There's never a moment where it makes sense, but it's still somehow compelling at the same time.
Feels like it's in the same universe, I'd like to think.
It really does. Those two movies really are just in, like, you know, these just shitty, shitty men, sexy women universe.
Like, have either of you seen Cocktails and Dreams with Chris Fairbanks?
No.
Oh, there's like a 10-minute short you can explain. Find on YouTube where Fairbanks is like CGI'd into the film Cocktail, and he's part of the story, and it's the funniest 10 minutes. It's so great. You should check it out.
Oh, well, I'm gonna have to check that out. One, yeah. I tell you, another bad sex scene, which I've seen this movie a bunch, but it's in Top Gun. But like when that sex scene, you know, with Berlin, Take My Breath Away, you know, like that was like all the rage when that happened. You know, everyone thought that was like whatever. And then if you watch it now, you're like, that is the worst sex I've ever seen. Like they're they're literally barely moving. Like.
Yeah,
hardly. It's, like they're, it's like they're almost still, just kind of barely. You see his head barely go up and down a little bit. Oh my god, that looks awful! What a nightmare! Or
yeah, well, they didn't want to get that R rating. You know that the like actual thrusting and stuff is just too hot for the ratings board to handle, you know. They had to get all their sexiness out of the way in the beach volleyball scene, you know.
It's like you're some fighter pilot that's going Mach 10, whatever, but then when you go to have sex, that's what you do? That just feels...
So, Jenny, you have not seen Top Gun Maverick?
I haven't. I'm going to watch that one. I actually have a sponsor for that one, so I've been trying to get a little more sponsorships, so I'm excited about seeing that.
Well, where do you see the supposed sex scene in that movie? Because the way it's edited, there's no evidence that the two actors even touch each other. It is the most sexless sex scene. It's quite incredible. And just the fact that he has a love interest makes no sense, because she's just sort of around, doesn't, there's no issue with her. And then, you know, he goes off and does his pilot thing. I could talk about movies all day. It's what I do. I'm talking about those movies, but we gathered here today for something else that we will get to finally after the break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back, and I haven't gotten to any of the questions we normally ask because we've been talking about movies all this time. We're basically going to ask you about your name and go through each part of your name. But first, before we do that, couple of quick questions that we ask all of our guests. We don't want to, you know, cut off your questionnaire just because the first part of the show went long. What's your tattoo situation, Jenny Johnson?
I have several.
Can, do you know the number?
All over the, 7.
Final answer?
Final answer is 7. Yeah, I have, so I have 3 like little like, oh, a sun, a moon. And of course, you know how white girls do it. A Japanese symbol. I got all those when I was like 18. Okay. But I have them like, they're real tiny and like just would be like just below my bikini line. But then I have my dad's signature on my wrist. I have like a Taurus symbol on my other wrist. I have a little anchor, and then I have a Shel Silverstein tattoo on my ribcage. It's the cover of Where the Sidewalk Is.
It's the whole cover? Isn't that a kind of isn't there a lot going on the cover?
There kind of is. It's like the two kids. There's a dog falling off the sidewalk. It's like,
how big is this tattoo?
It's not very big. It's let's see, I don't know, maybe 3x5 or something.
Wow, so pretty talented tattoo artist to get all those details and make it look right.
It looks great. Honestly, it's my favorite one of all my, well, besides my dad's signature. I don't want to dismiss that. That'd be rude. Be like, well, my dead dad, his signature is my second favorite over Shel Silverstein. But the Shel Silverstein one looks pretty badass. I'm not going to lie. Pretty
badass. Those sound good to me. I mean, sounds like you really have the spectrum from like just very small and simple to something a little
more elaborate. I don't have the sleeve tattoos or anything like that.
Right. I don't think we've had a lot of guests with that, you know, absolute sleeves, but you know, you never know, because sometimes tattooed people will just stay covered up and you don't know what's going on under there.
What about you? Do y'all have tattoos?
Oh yeah, we always tell I always tell our guests that I have zero, and Doug has more than he doesn't. He's lost count.
It's confusing.
So we're very.
What counts as one tattoo?
Well.
I was gonna say each time you go get one, but then you may have gotten one that you had to go back.
Yeah, definitely a few of those.
If you had like an elaborate one where you're like, okay, then I got to go back next weekend to finish the shading.
Yeah.
Doug got a hunchback of Notre Dame, but he had to go back and add the hunchback. They didn't put, he was, he was standing perfectly erect. They had to go back for the hunchback.
To bring in the scoliosis tattoo artist. Uh-huh.
Okay, one more before we talk about your name, and that's, have you ever been the person who's named any pets? Have you gotten that responsibility in your life?
Where I've named, like, my own pets or other people's pets?
Yeah, or, you know, there's a pet, it needs a name, and Jenny's the one that named it.
Like, my sister has a basset hound, I named it Mabel. I had a basset hound for like 14 years. Her name was Lady Bird Johnson. Thank you very much. I had a lab named Hank once. So right now, the dog that I've had for 8 years, his name is Dewey.
All right. You're good at naming dogs, I think, and animals.
Yeah. I typically will just kind of go towards like old redneck names. Dewey. Just look like a Dewey, but like Hank and Ladybird and Mabel, like old redneck names are just good dogs. When like dogs have people names. I think that's funnier.
I just think of any dog breed, if you're like, this is my dog Mabel, who wouldn't be delighted by that? That's just that's an adorable dog. Okay, so there you go. So those are, you know, tattoos and pets. Those are, you know, decisions, you know, that last lifetimes, but that you get to make. But somebody else decided what your name was going to be, I assume. So tell us what it was like growing up Jenny.
Well, okay, the fact is that is my actual name. It's not Jennifer.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that's unique, because a lot of times like that can be confusing where somebody will like, oh, we filled out this paperwork and it'll say Jennifer Johnson. I'm like, no, it's on my birth certificate. It's Jenny. Like that's and I remember asking my dad one time when I was a kid, because it was always confusing in class for like the teacher just assumed my name would be Jennifer. And my dad was like, well, we were going to call you Jenny. Why wouldn't we just name you that? I was like, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
that makes sense. Okay.
Cut out the middleman. But then, you know, every teacher loves to, because they want to have a version of your name that they can say when they're disciplining you.
Right.
You know, so it's more serious if they go, Jennifer, take your seat.
Yeah, exactly. And that would happen. And then I would go, okay, but you know, my name is Jenny. And then that would burn them in front of the whole class. And they're like, oh. Like, do your homework, Mrs. Reed. Yeah. How about that?
It really does set you up to just burn adults left and right in front of your peers.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. That gave you that stand-up spirit.
Exactly.
The dealing with stupid hecklers who call you by the wrong name. So how often do people try to slide into Jen on you? How often do people, when they're being friendly with you, think they can just start calling you Jen?
That does happen. I'm not like frequently, but it does happen like enough that I'm like, my own family doesn't call me that, you know, we just met and somebody's like, oh, hey, Jen. I'm like, whoa, you just got, you just got real familiar with me, didn't you?
Right. When it's already a fun, familiar name to begin with. Jenny's like, you know, you don't need like a more.
Yeah, it's already basically a nickname. I mean, yeah. It's my name, but like, how did you?
It's already fun to say. It's in, you know, it comes up in songs. There's that Jenny, who can I turn to?
8675309 people.
Yeah.
Assume, you know?
I'll tell you
one thing that still happens to me all the time, and it's just like, I can't believe that anyone still does this to me, but they'll do the Forrest Gump, like, Jenny. I'm like, that movie came out in 95 and it's 2000. Right? Yeah, like, and you're coming up like, you're the first person to ever do that to me. And you know, holding for applause too after someone says it. They're like, huh?
Right?
I'm like, Jenny, I get it. I get it. Yeah. I get it. Good one.
Well, that was next on my list of things to say to you. I think you're onto something with that, like, each guy that's, or, you know, I assume it's mostly men, but each person that does that to you is, in their mind, is like, oh, that movie's so old that the people can't possibly still be saying this, so it'll be fresh again when I do it. And then they hit you with it and you're just like, yeah, heard it a million times.
And I'm like, yeah, if Forrest Gump, I got you. Yep. And they're like, you know, because in the movie, I'm like, yep, yeah, no, I got it.
You should say, we're just like that movie. I'm smart and attractive and you're a dumb shit.
Yeah. And then, you know, I treat you like
Now I have to go perform a song with no clothes on and a guitar.
Exactly. And hopefully you'll rush the stage and beat people up when I do it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have you Forrest Gumped? Have you done the tweet of that?
No, I haven't. Because I just feel like I've seen that enough. I mean, I could do it. Like,
that's one you really know, though. You actually did.
But like, to be fair, I did... on the anniversary of The Big Lebowski, which is one of my favorite movies, I live tweeted that. And that was actually really fun to just kind of, because I love the movie so much.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be to hate on it, but I feel like Forrest Gump is a real, I feel like from scene to scene, Forrest Gump is, it still holds up, but also has parts that are just like, so dumb and so ridiculous.
That might be a good rewatch, but
just because it just skips around in such silly ways, just to figure out ways to, like, things have to happen just to get Forrest Gump into the different specific footage, you know. I wrote down the fact that Jennifer, I'm so glad that's not your actual name, because show business has just run amok with Jennifer's: Coolidge, Aniston, Garner, Lopez, Lawrence. Like, those are six of the five of the biggest actresses in the game, and they're all named Jennifer.
Yeah, there's heavy on Jennifers in Hollywood for
so
sure.
So common. The only Jenny I could think of was Jenny Craig.
When you remember Jenny Jones, the talk show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like that that has happened before where somebody's like, Jenny Jones. I'm like, Johnson, but thanks for that, you know. Thanks for getting that wrong. That felt good. All right, now it's not Jones.
Yeah, she was a comedian, and
Jenny Jones was a comedian?
Jenny Jones, yeah, before she got her
really,
you know, daytime talk show.
I did not know that. You just,
yeah,
I never heard that.
That's where she came from. But also, she had a big lawsuit that she filed against somebody, or harassment or something, or improper firing or something like that. And, you know, now, of course, I don't know the details. I just can picture that she was part of a trial that people were talking about.
I actually remember what that was. It was that she had her guest. It was like a guy and his best friend, and the guy came out to his best friend and told him that he was in love with him. And then the guy ended up murdering his
friend. Right.
Yeah. And so she was part of the trial because on her show. Yeah. That was the whole way to bring the house down there. Yeah. But that,
yeah, I think that also, but that's also probably what killed the momentum for why her show went away.
Yeah.
It's because it was so unseemly that this happened, because, you know, her show sort of stoked this situation.
Yeah.
Wow. I wish we could go to a commercial break right now, but we can't. So, Jenny, what's your middle name?
Adair.
What?
Yeah. Adair. Adair.
Wow, where does that come from?
Well, my mom will say that she had a friend whose daughter was named that, and she thought it was pretty. And then my dad would say it was after Red Adair, the famous oil fighter in Texas. So there's a split down the road of my dad saying one thing, my mom saying the other. But yeah, Adair.
I mean, as long as they both have something that they're comfortable with, and, you know,
yeah,
can share with people. But do they ever both say their versions at the same time in front of somebody?
Oh, they would say, you know, I would ask them, and my dad would say one thing and my mom would say the other. And I was like, cool, great. That's helpful. Thanks, guys.
They should really come together on this. They should decide which one it was. So your initials are JAJ. That's kind of fun. Jadge. Jenny Adair Johnson. That's really, I think that they did a nice job with the flow of the three. If you know, nobody ever says somebody's all three names, but in your case, I think it sounds good.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times that middle name is just clunky, you know, it just adds unnecessary business, but, you ever have any going into stand up and stuff? You're just straight up Jenny Johnson, never thought twice about changing any of it?
No, yeah, always just Jenny Johnson. I mean, sounds like a good name, especially that people will remember.
Sounds like a fun person, and you know, alliteration's always good. And like, you know, like we've been saying, Jenny's already just it's just a fun, perky name. Johnson's right now, obviously there's been in politics, there's been Johnson's, but like, is Dwayne Johnson, is he the biggest Johnson right now? is he the biggest swinging Johnson?
I think so. I would say yeah.
Is there a Lady Johnson famous?
There's Lady Bird Johnson. She was a former first lady. And my bachelor. Yeah.
Magic.
Right? Yeah, Magic.
Oh, I can't believe I missed Magic. That's ridiculous.
I saw somebody wrote this joke one time, and I thought it was so funny that it was like, Magic Johnson wasted the best porn name on basketball. Like, but Magic Johnson, that would be a great porn name.
Here's a good one I just remembered. Whoopi Goldberg's real name is Karen Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
All right.
I
Well,
think
here's the
she did
most.
too.
Yeah, for sure. She just, what? I'm Whoopi. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Most important question time that we ask. In your lifetime, how many Dougs have you known? And
Oh.
can you describe them?
Gosh, I don't know. How many Dougs have I known? Not that, I don't, not
Who
really
comes
that
to mind? You
many.
don't have any relatives or friends
No.
named Doug?
No. I met a basset hound named Doug once.
Oh,
I
that's a
love
great
it.
name
Douglas,
for a basset hound.
yeah.
Oh my God, there's this character. I just last night I saw this Blackberry movie that stars Jay Baruchel and Glenn Howerton. It's all about, the invention of the Blackberry and getting it, out on the
Oh.
market. And it's a pretty interesting movie, but one of the guys that kind of co-created the tech on Blackberries is a guy named Doug, and he's just a punching bag for all the other characters. Like, everyone's always mean to him through the whole movie, and he's always got a dumb look on his face. And but so the, and they're but they're just throughout the movie. It always drives me crazy when this happens. Because just seven times during the movie, somebody will go, "Doug, come on, Doug," or, "Oh, I bet you Doug did it." Like, they're always saying it in such a negative, with negative
Oh, like
connotations.
that's the name that somebody will just fake give someone to go, oh, well, Doug did it. Oh, it was
Yeah,
Doug.
exactly. Like, it's just easy. Just Doug just already sounds like, well, that's a doofus that fucked up.
I
But
always think
that's
that with the name
interesting.
Gary too, when someone's like, oh, Gary.
Gary is a good
Gary.
one.
No,
Gary
Gary did
and
it. Oh, it was terrible.
yeah,
Gary.
Todd. Ugh,
Yeah.
Todd.
Oh, yeah. Todd.
Oh,
Todd and his big bag of bullshit's coming out of his fucking car.
right. Well, you did it. You successfully answered all of our questions.
Yay.
Want to promote yourself? What have you got to promote in addition to your live tweeting?
Well, let's see, when does this puppy come out?
Tonight.
Tonight? Okay, well, this weekend I'll be at the Irvine Improv. I'm not sure. I'm opening for Jeff Ross, so I'm not sure
Ooh.
if it's all sold out, but I think there was a few tickets left. So if y'all want to come to that, get your tickets, and then follow me on my live movie tweets on Twitter, Jenny Johnson, high
Jenny
five.
Johnson, hi, HI, five,
Nope.
just the number.
Yeah, and also on
Yeah.
Instagram if you want to follow me there too.
What happens over there? No movie stuff over on Instagram?
I typically, though, I don't do movie stuff. I always
Oh,
like to make fun of entertainment headlines over there. That's my favorite thing to
that's fun.
do. Yeah.
The entertainment headlines are so out of control now because of all the, clickbaity stuff that they write.
Yeah. Or like, oh,
Like,
someone suffered a nip slip. I'm like, do Google suffer? First off, before you suffered a nip slip, or maybe somebody got drunk and their titty popped out on the red carpet. How about that? I don't think it was suffering. Yeah.
yeah, nipple cut off in public.
Right.
Doug, what have you liked? What would you like to promote?
I had some shows coming up, but had to cancel on some. But I know safely I'll be at the Far Out Lounge on the 29th here in Austin, Texas. Gonna be a really good show. 7:30 at the Far Out Lounge. And just
Yay.
find me on Instagram for other shows at Doug Mellard. Come and find me. What about you, dude?
Sunday, I'm in Denver for my annual Mother's
Oh
Day
yeah,
Doug Loves
cool.
Movies taping at Comedy Works downtown. And then Tuesday,
Nice.
I'm doing stand up at Magoobies outside of Baltimore. And
Nice.
then I'm doing Doug Loves Movies again on Wednesday, May 17th at the Improv in DC. All of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. And
Oh,
I
could I
think,
promote one thing when you just said May 17th? I'm going to
yeah.
just jump on your May 17th. Starting lineup is at the Hollywood Improv May 17th. So,
Oh yeah, that's always fun. I did that one time.
yes. So,
Yeah,
yeah, get your
cool.
tickets for that.
Right on. Well, thank you, Jenny Johnson. I think you'll enjoy. Yeah. We name every episode. We give it some sort of a pun with the name Doug in it. So I hope you like what I chose for today. And before I say it, I always say, as always. So until next time, everybody. And as always, Forrest Doug.
Got it.